With Marcy Silman, I'm Ross Reynolds. In Washington State over the years, 62 children have disappeared and never been found. Some of them missing for years, even decades. Authorities are still looking for them, but there's a big problem. What do these children look like now? New software developed at the University of Washington could help find them. UW researchers have developed the world's first automated aging software. It can predict what someone will look like as an adult from a single childhood photograph. And the results are reportedly astonishingly accurate. To learn more about how this technology could be used for finding missing children, we welcome Robert Lowry. He's vice president of the Missing Children Division at the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Robert, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Ross. Thank you for having me.
I mentioned this number in Washington State of 62 children. When we expand that nationally, how many children are considered missing long term?
Well, I don't have the exact numbers because that number changes each day, but it's in the thousands. And I can tell you that any given day here at the National Center, we're working about 3,500 to 4,000 long-term missing children cases. So innovations like this and technology like this can be very helpful.
When we talk about missing children, you might be quick to assume we're talking about abductions, but I understand there are other reasons that children go missing. What are they?
Well, we have a lot of children who go missing because they were runaways, children who just mysteriously disappeared. And we, of course, we do have those non-family abductions where a predator would have taken a child. But I think it's important to note, and I think you're getting to it, is that we can't always assume that the worst is happening, even after many years, because there's been some remarkable findings of some of these children being returned to their families.
Now, I have seen photos of projections of what children might look like. What kind of technology is used now to produce those age-progressed images?
Well, here at the National Center, we have four full-time staff artists that do nothing but age-progress children. And we progress children's ages every 2 years with our staff artists. And we use Photoshop here, so it's a kind of a blend of our artistry, our talents of our artists, and some guesswork. So we're very interested in finding out more about this this technology to see if we can apply it to our work here at the National Center.
How might this new technology differ from the way you do it now and help you find missing children?
Well, obviously there's a database of the likenesses of these children. I think exactly how that works, I'm not 100% sure yet because we're still looking into it. But if we can get more accurate pictures of our kids, it's going to help, because when we can engage the public with what that child may look like, making them the eyes and ears of law enforcement is very helpful in finding children.
Now, I've read that this new technology developed here at the University of Washington is amazingly accurate. Have you had a chance to see it at work?
We have, and our folks from our technology department have been on the phone with the university discussing this, and we're hoping for a demonstration very, very soon so we can see how it might apply to our work here.
So you haven't seen it tried out yet?
No, sir. As a matter of fact, the timing is also awfully interesting because, we've dedicated a lot of resources here at the National Center to long-term missing children. Obviously with what we found in Cleveland, the cases like J.C. DeGard, Elizabeth Smart, it's renewed that hopes that other children are out there. And I can tell you here at the National Center, we firmly believe that. So we actually are going to be hosting a long-term missing child summit starting tomorrow, where we're bringing over 150 experts from around the country. But we only recently learned about this technology, so unfortunately we weren't able to include the professor in our work. But we obviously will be having those discussions.
Now, I'm told this new technology is very accurate. How about the more artistic approach that you take at the center, where you will have artists try to update what the child might look like a couple of years down the line? How accurate has that proved to be?
Well, because we found a lot of these children alive and well, we've been able to compare our work, and I think in many cases it's been fairly close, and it's been remarkably close. I can tell you that the images of J.C. DeGard, with the exception of her hair being darker today, and our depiction showed lighter hair, which was very difficult for us to predict, it was remarkably close. So, but again, we're always looking for ways to do it better. We know that these children's lives are at stake, so we're open, and we obviously want to sit down and take a good hard look at this.
Have you ever had instances up until now where you found a child and the child really didn't look much at all like what your artists had projected the child would look like?
Well, it can happen, but we've always been within the ballpark, I believe. And the way we've done our work is not only is it just the artist's renderings and their guesswork, but we also use the pictures of their siblings, brothers and sisters. We use the pictures of the parents at the same age that we want to age progress the child. And we use those family likenesses to help in our work. Obviously, this may take that guesswork out of it.
Now, you're considering using this technology from the University of Washington. What will you take into account in deciding whether or not to adopt it?
Well, like I said, we want to learn more about what's been developed. We'd obviously like to sit down with the team and see how it might apply. And certainly, if it's a better tool than what we're using now, we're absolutely open to using it. So, but again, we're still in the facts gathering stage right now.
What is the biggest gap between a child gone missing and a child that you found? How many years?
Well, I think the longest term was over 42 years. Our oldest case in our files is from 1948. And it's important to maybe let your listeners know is that we won't close a case here at the National Center until that child has been physically found and located, regardless of the circumstances, or even if there was a nobody homicide case, we're going to continue to look until that child's been found. So this kind of work, this kind of things are very important to us and help us. We couple that with our biometrics, our DNA program. All these things are helping us identifying these children.
Robert, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on.
Robert Lowry, Vice President of the Missing Children Division at the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. They're taking a look at a technology developed at the University of Washington to age the appearance of children, to help them find children who've been missing for years and sometimes even decades. This is The Record on KUOW.